Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, of course, yesterday, Governor Andrew Cuomo sitting with Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders to announce free college for middle and low-income families in New York. Pick it up from there.
Yeah, it would be free for students from families with income of $125,000 a year or less. Republican state senators, however, raised concerns about how the program would be paid for and what would be asked of the students. One local senator slammed the plan as a pander to the progressive left. We talked to Schenectady County Community College President Steady Muno, who said he knew of students that weren't able to re-enroll for spring classes this year because of $100 were too difficult to absorb in tight personal budgets. Some students, he noted, work full-time jobs to help pay tuition at SCCC, so he's hoping that at least half of his student body will be affected by this proposal, which, of course, still needs to be approved by the legislature.
Right, and we'll see where that goes. Meanwhile, we've had, not only in New York, but in other states in our region, like Massachusetts and Connecticut, a rise in the minimum wage. And you've looked at that update now that that wage has risen and the impact that that might have on our region.
Yeah, and what we're finding is a substantial amount of confusion. Thanks to changes enacted last year, the New York State minimum wage now varies considerably by location and vocation from $7.32 to $12 an hour. But for most workers in the capital region, it's $9.70 per hour, a 7.7% increase from the $9 per hour mandated through December 30th. That's an extra $28 in gross pay for a 40-hour week, or $388 total. Minimum wage in upstate New York will continue to increase by 70 cents each December 31st through 2020, when it will hit $12.50 an hour, then increase by a varying percentage annually thereafter. It's part of a march towards a $15 per hour minimum wage the state undertook last year, though not all of the state is marching at the same rate. We talked to Mark Egan. He's the CEO of the Capital Region Chamber. He said the new wage increase came too closely on the heels of the last state increase and is affecting the food and retail industry significantly, given their reliance on low-wage workers. But he also said it's more heavily impacting nonprofit agencies, and not just the small nonprofits. Zach Hopkins, he's a spokesman for the Business Council of New York State. He said it was another example of New York State making it difficult for small business owners to operate and succeed. He said most small businesses don't have a human resources department with the time and expertise to figure out complicated wage schedules. The state is trying to help out. The Labor Department has a website to make the transition a little easier for workers. And on Monday, the state announced the formation of a minimum wage task force of more than 200 people from multiple state agencies that will reach out to employers and employees to help make this transition work.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, where you can go to find those and other stories today. Just go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.
Thanks, David.